At a White House meeting with Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle and other Midwest leaders, federal officials spelled out more than 25 short and long-term steps to battle the invasive carp. The measures include opening Chicago navigational locks less frequently and deploying more crews to look for carp, electroshock the fish, and net them. There will also be more tests for carp DNA and faster evaluation of the tests. Nancy Sutley of the White House Council on Environmental Quality calls it an unparalleled effort by the federal government to control invasive species.
It unifies federal, state, and local action and introduces a multi-tiered defense of the Great Lakes to prevent Asian carp from developing self-sustaining populations while longer-term biological controls are being developed.
Assistant Army Secretary Joellen Darcy says the details of when to open and close the Chicago locks are still being worked out. But she says the locks will only be opened when a ship needs to pass through and the nearby water has been treated to try and kill any Asian carp.
Something preventative that if indeed there were fish in the waterway leading into the lock, that there would be some kind of treatment given so that we would prevent whatever fish, if there were fish there, from coming through the lock.
At least some Midwest leaders want the locks to be closed now and closed permanently, but the Army Corps of Engineers says it's still studying that issue. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.